Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Sanjay Mattu with the news at 9. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar presents India's comprehensive strategy for West Asia at Manama Dialogue. Says region plays critical role for India's economic and strategic interests. Border Security Force celebrates its 60th Foundation Day. Home Minister Amit Shah praises role of BSF as country's first line of defence. President Bashar al-Assad's 24-year rule comes to an end in Syria. Opposition forces seize control of capital Damascus. D. Gukesh beats Ding Liren of China in 11th game to take lead in World Chess Championship at Singapore. And in cricket, Bangladesh win Men's Under-19 Asia Cup, defeating India by 59 runs in Dubai. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today presented India's comprehensive strategy for West Asia at the Manama Dialogue, emphasizing the region's critical importance to India's economic and strategic interests. Speaking at the concluding plenary session of the dialogue, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India conducts annual trade worth $170 to $180 billion with the Gulf Cooperation Council, Iran and Iraq, while trade with Mediterranean nations amounts to $80 to $90 billion.
It is a region, and here I'm now talking of the GCC nations only. If I add Iran and Iraq, the numbers would be higher. It is a region where we do about $170 to $180 billion worth of trade every year, where there is an Indian diaspora today of about 10 million people and growing, which is for us not just a key energy partner, but a broader economic partner, a very crucial source of investment, and increasingly an important technology collaborator.
Dr. Jaishankar projected India's growth trajectory, stating that as a nearly $4 trillion economy expected to double this decade, India's engagement with the region will only deepen.
India is today almost a $4 trillion economy. We expect comfortably to double that this decade. Our trade is today around $800 billion. That too should at least double this decade. So whatever happens here, historically, culturally, civilizationally, economically, connectivity-wise, matters a lot.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh left for Moscow today on a three-day visit to Russia. The defense minister and his Russian counterpart, Andrei Belousov, will co-chair the 21st meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow on Tuesday. The two leaders will review the entire range of the multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defense, including military-to-military and industrial cooperation. As part of the visit, Mr. Singh will also commission the Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth guided missile frigate, INS Tushil, at Yantra Shipyard, Kaliningrad, tomorrow. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, will accompany him for the commissioning ceremony. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today lauded the role of the Border Security Force, or BSF, in securing borders, preventing infiltration and counterfeit currency, and dealing with left-wing extremism. Mr. Shah was speaking at the 60th Foundation Day celebrations of the BSF at Jodhpur in Rajasthan. Mr. Shah praised the BSF for its 6 decades of service as the country's first line of defence. He highlighted the force's courage, valour and sacrifices. He acknowledged the BSF's critical role in securing both the eastern and western borders since 1965. The Home Minister noted that the border security policy of the country had been unclear for years, but under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, significant changes have been made.
छह दशकों से साहस, शौर्य, बलिदान इसके बल पर ही आपने देश के फर्स्ट लाइन ऑफ डिफेंस को उसका विरुद्ध प्राप्त करने का काम किया है वहां पर आने वाली सभी चुनौतियों को पार कर देश की सुरक्षा की प्रथम पंक्ति को मजबूत करने का काम मेरे बीएसएफ के जवानों ने किया है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Haryana tomorrow. During his Rajasthan visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Rising Rajasthan Global Summit 2024 at the Jaipur Exhibition and Convention Centre. He'll also address the gathering on the occasion. More than 5,000 business and trade representatives, diplomats and investors, delegates and other participants will attend the Grand Investment Summit. MOUs worth 30 lakh crore rupees have been signed for investment proposals prior to the summit. Representatives from 32 countries are participating in the investment summit, with 17 of them being partner countries. A report.
Pink City Jaipur is all set to host this landmark investment summit. Guests from across the world are reaching Jaipur. Elaborate security and other arrangements have been made. Historical places and monuments, main buildings are illuminating with attractive lights. After inauguration, thematic sessions will be there on various sectors. Day 2 will be devoted to Pravasi Rajasthani Conclave. MSME Conclave will be there on concluding day. The state government has left no stone unturned to make this event a grand success. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
In the afternoon, the Prime Minister will launch the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana. This scheme is designed to empower women aged between 18 to 70 years who have passed matriculation. More from our correspondent.
In Panipat, all is set in view of the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch nationwide Bima Sakhi Yojana tomorrow. Strict security arrangements have been made and there will be ban on flying drones and other flying objects. After reviewing the preparations today, Chief Minister Naresh Singh Saini said, earlier PM had launched the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme from the historical land of Panipat. CM said that scheme will empower women and create new employment opportunities for them. During the program, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of the main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticulture University in Karnal. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Akashvani News, Chandigarh.
Ahead of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Prayagraj on December 13, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today reviewed the preparations for the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. The Railway Minister inspected 5 railway stations in Prayagraj. Addressing a press conference, Mr. Vaishnav said that works worth about 5,000 crore rupees have been done for the Mahakumbh in the last 2 years. He said that 3,000 special trains will run for the Mahakumbh. A total of 13,000 trains will run during the Mahakumbh period. Special colour coding has been used everywhere for the purpose of Mahakumbh.
इस महाकुंभ की तैयारी के लिए रेलवे की तरफ से करीब 2 साल में 5,000 करोड़ रुपए के काम इस पूरे एरिया में किए गए हैं और 3,000 स्पेशल ट्रेन्स चलेंगी टोटल 13,000 गाड़ियां चलेंगी रेगुलर प्लस स्पेशल मिला के होल्डिंग एरिया में सफिशिएंट स्पेस रखी गई है हर जगह कलर कोडिंग का उपयोग किया गया है
इन पंजाब प्रोटेस्टिंग फार्मर्स टुडे सस्पेंडेड देयर फुट मार्च टू दिल्ली फॉर द डे It has been learnt that farm leaders will decide their next plan of action after having a meeting among themselves. Our Jalandhar correspondent reports, earlier a group of farmers resumed their protest march on foot towards Delhi this afternoon, but were stopped by the Haryana police at the Shambhu border in the absence of any permission to move to Delhi. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the News on AIR app. In Syria, opposition forces swept into Damascus today, marking a historic turning point in the country's long-running civil war as Bashar Assad's government collapsed, triggering celebrations in the capital and raising regional security concerns. In a dramatic development, Syrian rebels stormed Iran's embassy in Damascus while Hezbollah withdrew all its forces from Syria as opposition factions approached the capital, according to 2 Lebanese security sources. A report.
Crowds filled Damascus streets, the celebrations punctuated by celebratory gunfire and prayers. The impact of Assad's fall rippled through the region, with Israel swiftly deploying additional troops to the Golan Heights border area. The rapidly unfolding events also prompted diplomatic movements across the region. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov held talks with the UN envoy for Syria to discuss stabilization measures. The United States, maintaining its presence in eastern Syria, pledged to prevent any resurgence of the Islamic State at the Manama Dialogue Security Conference. At Lebanon's Mansa border crossing, the mood turned festive as local Lebanese residents distributed sweets to Syrians waiting to return to their homeland. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Meanwhile, the Indian embassy continues to remain operational in Damascus. External Affairs Ministry sources said the embassy is in touch with all Indian nationals and they are safe. Sources said the embassy remains available to assist Indian nationals in Syria. In Ghana, opposition candidate John Mahama claimed victory in presidential elections after the ruling New Patriotic Party candidate and vice president Mahamudu Bawumia conceded defeat even before the announcement of official results. Vice President Bawumia said he respects the decision of the people of Ghana who have voted for change. 65-year-old Mahama was the president of Ghana between July 2012 and January 2017. In the FIDE World Chess Championship, India's D. Gukesh has taken a 6-5 lead after defeating defending champion Ding Le Ren in the 11th round in Singapore today. With this win, Gukesh has succeeded in breaking the spate of draws and stepped closer towards becoming the youngest ever world champion. In today's game, the 28th move by Ding was a turning point when Ding resigned after making a blunder. Following this, Gukesh played the best move, chopping his knight and taking a lead for the first time in the match. Only 3 games are remaining in the championship. In men's Asia Cup under-19 cricket, Bangladesh defeated India in the final today to lift the cup. The defending champions beat India by 59 runs at the Dubai International Stadium. Chasing a target of 199 runs, India were all out for 139 in 35.2 overs. Indian captain Mohammad Aman scored the highest, 26 runs, while all-rounder Hardik Raj chipped in 24 in 21 balls. Earlier put into bat, Bangladesh were all out for 198 in 49.1 overs. Mohammad Rizan Hussain scored the highest 47 runs, while for India, Yudhisht Guha, Chetan Sharma and Hardik Raj claimed 2 wickets each. In women's cricket, hosts Australia defeated India by 122 runs in the second one-day international at the Allan Border Field in Brisbane, Queensland. Chasing the target of 372 runs, Indian women were all out for 249 in 44.5 overs. With this win, Australian women take an unassailable lead of 2-0 in the 3-match ODI series. In cricket, Australia defeated India by 10 wickets in the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Adelaide Oval. With this win, the hosts have levelled the 5-match series 1-1. Chasing only 19 runs on day 3 of the pink ball test, Australia overhauled the meagre target for no loss in just 3.2 overs. The activation of a western disturbance has altered weather patterns in Himachal Pradesh, bringing fresh snowfall to the state's high altitude and hilly regions. Snowfall has been reported in the upper areas of Lahaul Spiti, Kinnaur, Kullu, Shimla, Sirmaur and Chamba districts. A report.
After a prolonged dry spell, the weather has taken a turn with light snowfall observed in elevated regions of Himachal Pradesh. Sporadic snowfall continues in the upper areas of Lahaul Spiti, Kinnaur, Kullu, Sirmaur, Shimla and Chamba, intensifying the cold wave across the state. In Lahaul Valley, including the north portal of the Atal Tunnel at Rohtang, continuous snowfall has prompted police teams to conduct regular patrols to assist residents and travellers. In Shimla district, popular tourist spots like Kufri, Narkanda and Chopal area also experiencing light snowfall. While this snowfall is considered significant for tourism, it has also brought relief and joy to farmers. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms with lightning at isolated places over Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and West Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar presents India's comprehensive strategy for West Asia at Manama Dialogue, says region plays critical role for India's economic and strategic interests. Border Security Force celebrates its 60th Foundation Day. Home Minister Amit Shah praises role of BSF as country's first line of defence. President Bashar al-Assad's 24-year rule comes to an end in Syria. Opposition forces seize control of capital Damascus. D. Gukesh beats Ding Le Ren of China in 11th game to take lead in World Chess Championship at Singapore. And in cricket, Bangladesh win men's under 19 Asia Cup, defeating India by 59 runs in Dubai. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.